Now, your letters and comments from this week. First, a quick correction. Tuesday, we aired a conversation with a United Nations official about reconstruction in Gaza after last year's war between Israel and Hamas. I said at that time that 600 homes have since been rebuilt. That was an error. Construction recently began on those homes, but they're not finished yet. Wednesday, we covered the shooting that killed Virginia TV reporter Allison Parker and cameraman Adam Ward. Our report included audio of gunfire and screams, and some of you expressed concerns. John Borodok of Fort Collins, Colorado, wrote, "By airing the audio, you disgrace the victims by giving the murderer exactly what he wanted, a platform on which to display his murderous deed." You also had a lot to say, too, about some less serious matters, like the origins of this phrase.
Park your car and have it yard.
I park my car and have it yard.
Park your car and have it yard.
Park your car. And
Bostonians showed off their authentic accents, and this resonated beyond Massachusetts. Elizabeth Schilling of Alexandria, Virginia, writes, 27 years ago, I landed at Boston's Logan Airport and found a cab. But we had a bit of confusion when I told him I needed to go to Harvard Yard. Where? He asked. I tried again and again. Finally, he got it. Oh, Harvard Yard. And he did, in fact, drive me right through those tall iron gates and into the yard. We also heard this week from the website Atlas Obscura about a map of businesses with puns for names. That prompted Katie O'Malley of Austin, Texas, to tell us about a restaurant there named Biscuits and Groovy. And Curtis Grimstead of Richmond, Virginia, dreamed up this one, all wings considered. Thanks, Curtis. Keep writing and send your note through npr.org.